AgriLife Extension agent Johanna Hicks is in charge of the annual Fall Festival Creative Arts Contest. Ms. Hicks talked about the contest with Enola Gay on KSST's Good Morning Show Wednesday morning.
We're now calling it the Creative Arts Contest because it encompasses so much more than just household. We're hoping that we'll get more men involved. Because we have categories that men enter, you know, they're woodworking, painting. So anyway, that contest will take place during Fall Festival, and we will start taking official entries on Thursday, August 23rd, from 4:30 to 6, not August, October, excuse me.
She called herself.
August. The 23rd from 4:30 to 6.
Okay.
And those entries can be taken directly to the Sulphur Springs High School Conference Center.
Okay, great.
Or Friday morning from 7:30 to 9:30. Now, if those two time slots don't work, as a last resort, they can bring them to our extension office starting Monday, the 20th. And of course, they'll need to bring them during working hours. But between 8:30 and 4:30. They can bring them to our office at 1200 West Houston Street, just if the two official registration times don't work.
Okay.
And then the items will be judged on Friday morning, the 24th, and then they'll be on display to the public Friday afternoon from approximately 1 to 5, and then on Saturday, the 25th, from 9 to about 1:30.
Okay.
And so if you go in and you see a purple rosette on the entries, those mean that those are the winning entries.
Okay.
And we will be taking photos of the winners at 1:30 on Saturday, the 25th. You won't get a phone call, so,
okay,
you know, we're leaving it up to the winners,
okay,
to just pay attention and try to be there, because we'd like to have them in the newspaper and in the other media. And then after the pictures, everyone is welcome to pick up their items.
Okay.
Anything that's left at the conference center will be taken back to my office, because I know there's some people that, you know, can't make it back, mm-hmm, to get theirs. And so I'll take them to my office and we'll keep them there for safekeeping until they,
okay,
can pick them up.
Well, that's very kind. And really more than you have to do, but that's the way the extension office works.
Well, that's correct.
It's very people friendly.
Yes.
And it's not expensive to enter your items.
No, it's not. We do ask a slight fee just to kind of help offset some of our expenses, but it's $1. That's not $1 per entry. That's $1 per person.
My goodness.
Which doesn't even pay for the ribbons, but it helps a little,
yeah,
bit. But, you know, we're not in this to make money. We know we have some very talented Hopkins County residents, and we just want them to show off their stuff. We have everything from art to photography, canned goods, baked goods, clothing. We have quilts, a category for quilts, mm-hmm, and I know we've just had our quilt show. And we don't have a whole lot of room. We don't have as much room to store the quilts, mm-hmm, as the quilt, mm-hmm, show. But those that maybe didn't get their quilt show, mm-hmm, their quilt into the quilt show, they're welcome to enter ours. We have creative crafts. We have a holiday corner. I know a lot of people like to make beautiful Christmas and fall decorations, and so we have a category for that. We have woodworking. We have scrapbooks. I know scrapbooks are kind of a reemerging, mm-hmm, interest in a lot of people. So we really have a category for just about anything you'd want to enter.
Did you say horticulture?
Oh, horticulture.
And men,
absolutely,
like to do this too.
You bet. And we have some beautiful things that are brought in. The only thing we do need, if they bring in a plant, it needs to have been in the person's possession for the last 3 months.
Okay.
But we'll take potted plants, we'll take hanging baskets, we'll take produce, gourds, cactus, flower arrangements. So there are several different categories of,
okay,
horticulture. And that's always a pretty large entry. We have a lot of photography, a lot of art, a lot of horticulture. And we're back at the high school this year. Last year we had to move the location, but we're back at the high school in the conference room this
That's
year.
Right. You did. You were in the smaller location.
We were in my office, actually, last year.
Okay. Well, we're in the bigger space,
yes,
now. That's wonderful.
Yes.
KSST News.